I know now why everybody says, "Lord, help me pray," you know, when they come up here. It's been about 12 years since I taught anything, and I just need your prayer, and I thank you. And be praying for Brother Tim and his wife as he travels, Lord, and the people in the church. Christmas is coming up, and just want to thank you. I want to thank Tim for the opportunity to come and speak, even though that it's been a long time. But y'all pray for me and everything. This morning, I want to talk to you about what is the Independent Fundamental Baptist Church. It seems like I was coming today after I studied. Well, yesterday, time just goes by when you study, and sometimes you forget things. It rained, everybody's rained. I wasn't worried a bit, and I looked this morning, and the pond was full, and I said, thank you, Lord, you know, you were watching over. But a fundamental independent missionary Baptist church, and when I say missionary, a lot of people, they forget the missionary part, because that's part of God's commandment, you know, go into all the world teaching, Matthew there in 28. But I want you to know that the name Independent Fundamental Baptist Church is used traditionally by the churches which pattern themselves strictly by the Bible, and as found in the New Testament today, the name Baptist is used by many churches, and it's sad from where the Baptist Church came from. If you turn into your Bibles into 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. It says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" A lot of the churches are going away from where we started. And we had the end. Most Baptist churches were in the past were founded on sound doctrine, but as you can see, time goes on, and they separate. I was coming to church here, and I seen that there was a church. I passed five of them. I mean, and they call themselves Baptist churches. Surely, it's crazy because you got five churches within a mile. Surely we, you know, and that's not including this way. I'm just talking about coming down 405. Where did we get it all wrong at? Or where did they, or where did the churches, where did we get it wrong? Because if we got one God we're praying to, does that mean that people is getting mad at each other for ungodly things? Because the Bible clearly states, if you got something against your brother, go to that brother. And it's kind of sad because you got more churches than what the people will fill up. You know, it's really sad because if we can't get along here, we're not going to get along up there. I promise you. Yeah. And sometimes they was telling me, a pastor of mine told me one time, he said, because they asked, a friend of mine asked him, said, "Do y'all believe that only Baptists is going to make the heaven?" And my pastor said, "No." He said, "I don't think some of them's going to make it either." So, I mean, you know, we got to watch ourselves. And treat each other with brotherly love. The true independent fundamental Baptist church has no fellowship with unbelievers of the churches, is what I'm speaking of. The name changed to be independent and fundamental is because of the other churches were independent because we go with what the Bible says. And fundamentally, we go with the practices of old. If you'll turn in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. See, when other churches go around and they, you know, the other churches, I mean, it's bad in a way because they go from the deity of Christ. I mean, they challenge that, the deity of Christ and the virgin birth and faith. I mean, it's bad. For the Bible says in verse 8, it says, "For grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And a lot of churches is adding to that. I've known some people that they say if you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. And some people say, you know, you got to speak in tongues and baptize and to be saved. But, I mean, that's why we're independent, because we don't believe that. We believe if you get down on your knees and you truly ask God in your heart to save you and forgive you your sins, He says you're saved. And that's it's by grace that we are saved, the grace that God gave us. You know, and we didn't have to do nothing for it. That's real good. A true independent Baptist church governs itself. We don't get outside help, or we have no national international denominations that we answer to. We're independent. For true Baptist, we ain't got no outside help. We just we don't answer to a governing body. Like, I hate to use churches, I really do, but I only can think of the Southern Baptist right now. Years ago, they started off pretty good. I mean, they was, because back in the 60s and 70s, I remember going when I was young, you know, because my grandma, she raised me, and you had two choices, either on Sunday, go to church or go get a switch, you know, to... I picked the church, you know what I mean? But they used to be right. The Baptist church used to be right. See, long down the road, I think what it is, we compromise. We say, well, that ain't gonna matter. But we read, don't be unequally yoked, because it does matter. Every time you change, and that's, Brother Zink said, you know, when he's teaching about the Bibles, every time you get a Bible and you change the word. I don't care if it's one word, because God says I change not. But every time you change the one word of the Bible, it weakens your faith, because you're saying, well, that's all right. Well, it's not all right, because God said it, and He put it in His word, and that's what He meant. Okay, Christ, we also believe... And also, let me get on that, and the church also patterns itself, a true church patterns itself from the Word of God. If you can't, if a pastor comes up here and you can't take the Word of God and go with him on there, something's wrong. We don't allow... Outside, when I was getting back, we don't let outside people, because we don't send our money to somebody overseas or up there in some big city. They compromise so much, it's pathetic. You know, but I hate to say it, it's all about the money, but just face it, when you get churches with 1,000, 1,500 members, you better be hiring a bunch of deacons and a lot of preachers. Because it's hard to govern like that, 1,500 or 1,000 people. Which a true church, if he's going with what the Word of God is, God bless that church, and God has blessed that church for that, and pray for that church. But I like a little church myself, like this right here. I get to know people, Brother John, Brother Mark. I like shaking their hands with them, shaking your hands and talking to Katie and all of them. To me, glory. And if I got a problem, I'll see glory at church. Hey, I need some prayer. But I like that. That's me. And to a church that's, you know, and I've been to bigger churches, and I got to know a lot of them. But, you know, it's good. I like the one-on-one with the people. Okay, and also we believe Christ is the head of the church. In Ephesians 5:23, turn there with me, please. It says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. See, we believe that Christ is the head of our church that we can go to. And we strictly go by what the Word of God is there. And a lot of things has changed. You've got a lot of churches says, women... And I don't want to say nothing bad about women or anything. I'm just trying to tell you that they allow them behind the pulpit here, and that ain't scriptural. You know, and churches are doing that, and that's why the fundamental, I call it the fundamental missionary independent fundamental Baptist church is what I mean. You got a long name, but everybody knows where you stand. You know, I like to know where, you know, when I talk to somebody, I like to know where you stand, and I try to tell you how I stand. I don't like to play games, not when it comes to God, because it's too important. Souls are in the balance here. And when you start weakening and you get to a church and you start weakening it, then you mess up. Because pretty soon, if the church ain't got no vision, it's going to perish anyway. But we like that. We're strictly separated with other churches. Back home, and everybody knows I'm from West Virginia. Back home, we used to have the youth, and my wife and I, we used to take them to, we didn't call them parties. We used to go to take them to church challenges, you know, to... and we'd have, you know, Bible verses and everything. But when we'd go to another church, they had to be like us, because they had to believe the same way. Because our pastor, I mean, he never compromised. He wouldn't compromise for nothing. And with his family, he never compromised on that either. But we just don't believe in. Like if we're going to go to somewhere and we're going to go to about a revival, I'm not going to go see somebody that don't believe in the same way I do, even though he might go to preach. But if he don't believe what I do, the way I do, and preach the way that we believe, then why am I going to him? You know, there's a church, and they say Baptist church, and that's what I'm getting at today. These Baptist churches, a lot of them are going away. I've had a lot of people come to me and say, you know, your religion, I believe that your religion, you know, we believe baptism isn't part of our salvation. As a matter of fact, it ain't got nothing to do with it. It's an ordinance that God commands us to be baptized. And the Baptist people, we believe that you need to be baptized. Because, you know, if you, as a matter of fact, Christ said, you know, he was baptizing Christ. The independent Baptist churches, that's the first thing that's the first commandment he gave us, to be baptized. You know, and if we're going to be like him, because if we get saved, we want to be like more like Christ. That's why I pray, Lord, help me to be more like thee. Because I don't know unless we stay in the Word of God how are you going to do to be more like him? Because that's how he talks to you through the Word of God. And a lot of people, they don't get baptized nowadays. But that's your first commandment. And that's the way this church believes. I mean, we believe to be a member of this church that you got to be baptized. And you got to know the difference between being saved and what baptism is. A lot of people, they believe that you don't have to be baptized. And that they're right. You don't have to be baptized. But if you ain't going to obey the Word of God, and that's the first ordinance that he gives us, then why, you know, we're shown the death, burial, and the resurrection of being baptized. And we, you know, and it's got nothing to do with your salvation. But you want to be more like Christ, and you want to be helping your brothers and sisters out, and you want to change. When you get saved, it's a change in experience, because you change from your old life to your new life. And trust me, I mean, it's a big, I had a big change. Because when I'd start reading the Bible, I'd say, whew. I said, man, I got to quit doing that. And I got to quit doing this. And I mean, but it's good. And then when you get to hear, something that, hey, somebody got saved that you witnessed to, man, you can take a Nazarene shouting Baptist fit on that, you know, that you help to lead them to the Lord. And then it's your responsibility. Here's where a lot of people, it's your responsibility after you show somebody the Word of God and they accept Him. It's one of your responsibilities to help that brother or sister to know the truth about the Word of God. That's why we stand. We're fundamental. That's why we stand by the Word of God and don't teach nothing but the Word of God. And we got to take the Bible to you and show you, or not to you, take the Bible and show you what to do, you know, of how you change. When you get saved, it's a change. You change your life. It's hard to explain, but it all happens. You change your life, and you go through there, and you got something that happens to you. And a lot of people, they don't study their Bible like they should. I know when I got saved, it was 3 months before I could get out of it. And then I stopped at some point, you know, and said, hey, I need to work, or I need to do this, that, and other. But to knowing God and reading His Word, study to show thyself approved. A workman need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the Word of God. And that's the key thing, rightfully dividing. Us as other churches, rightfully dividing the Word of God, that means a lot. That means a lot, because you, like I was telling you before, when you change a little bit, the next time you got to do something and you got to change, it ain't going to be as convicting on you, because you already started changing. And I got news for everybody. God ain't going to make you come to church. God ain't going to make you read His Word. He ain't going to make you do nothing, because you got this will. And He gave you His Word. And what more you need? If you want to live a good life, and I don't know how I got on this, but if you want to live a good life, stay in God's Word. Because, man, it's full of life. And it tells you, when you need something, God's there. God's there, and He helps you out. And, the five Baptist distinctions, we only accept the testimony or the authority in all matters of faith and practice. In 2 Timothy 3:16, if you turn your Bibles there, 16:17, we always use the Bible. The Bible says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and reproof and for correction, for instruction and for righteousness, that the man of God that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works. But that's what I'm saying, studying. That's what I was saying a while ago. Man, the Bible is life, and you get life through that. And we believe that that Baptists do. We're a peculiar people, and God mentions that because we try to do what's right through the Word of God, and only those that believe and trust in Christ as their Saviors are members of this body, and they, where they've been baptized. A true New Testament church only accepts those who have been saved and who have been public, who has public confessed or professed their salvation and has been baptized. That's the qualification of this church, you know, to join it. Because you, and a lot of people get mixed up, why are you baptized? Well, everybody pretty much knows when you get saved, that's the first thing God wants you to do. It's not part of your salvation. No. But if you want to grow in the church, you know, and which, when you join, why wouldn't you want to grow? I mean, I wouldn't want to join something that, you know, they're just, people's just trying to teach you, hey, you need to be baptized. It ain't part of your salvation, but that's just showing that, hey, we believe in Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection. That's the way we believe. And why would you want to join something that don't believe in that? You know, it's just like the churches, the authority. We believe the authority in the church, the pastor. The pastor has the authority. And then, we have. Man, it was good because Brother Tim, he was just, you know, he was just voted in the church. We believe in voting. And he was voted in to be our pastor. And we voted on our deacons. You know, our church is set up pretty good there because the people gets to vote on it. And then when we set Brother Tim down, and we got to praying for him. Man, you talk about somebody's pride. I was praying for him. I said, oh, Lord, help him. Help him be strong. Help him have a vision for his church. That we can follow him through your word of God. And help him, you know. And I was telling him, the Lord, you know, if he needs my help or whatever, just have him call me. And why wouldn't we want our pastor to do good? And Father Price, I mean, to me, that's, man, and you get to help in that ministry. And then, look here, when we get children in there and everything, and when they get to heaven and they say, hey, Lord, that man there took me to church and learned me about you, and I got saved. And you stand by and you say, hey, thank you, Lord. So he's got a vision. You got to have a vision for a church. That's what we have. We have a pastor that's got a vision that the church will grow. Because if it don't grow, then you're standing still and doing nothing. It's going to, it'll soon decease to be. And I remember also, the first thing when you're teaching, get you some water and bring it with you. You know, but the scripture, this church also believes, the scripture gives no higher authority than the local congregation to be born again Baptist believers. We believe that. A church has got to stand forth, and you can't change. As they always say, you can't change like the wind. We had Brother Tim here and brought his family down, and that's a ministry to him. You know, thank God for his family, and we should be praying for them. It's a big change, you know, from coming one place to another. And the churches, while we're independent, fundamental Baptist church, and I like to say missionaries, because I believe in missions with all my heart, because we get blessed in that. When we have missionaries and we go to other countries, or they go to other countries, and we got a part of their ministry. When people get saved under their ministry, hey, God's going to say, hey, you help do that. And sending our tithes or giving our tithes to the church, that's how we help with the ministry of the missionaries and help with their needs. I mean, surely y'all send your missionaries a card every year, or every now and then at least, saying, hey, I've been praying for you and your family. Because, see, their family's got, they got needs too. They got young kids. And when you go into other countries, that's a big step that you're taking. That's why you pray for your missionaries. You don't just give them tithe for them, put them up there and on the wall there and say, hey, yeah, we got one here. Get to know them. Pray for them. And their kids. Their kids is just like anybody else's kids. You know, and they deal with that. And then they're dealing with the work of the Lord, which I couldn't think of anything better than work for the Lord there. But pray for them. Every now and then, call them. I mean, nowadays, you got this these phones, these iPhones, and you can call anywhere. I'm telling you, you call anywhere. And you can ask them what, you can tell them what to do, and they'll do it too. But pray for your missionaries, because they need your prayers more than anything, because they're in different countries. Some countries, hey, they can kill you for even saying Jesus Christ is the Son of God and He's Lord. You know, a few years back, I've read of some missionaries getting killed because of their faith. And look what happened to Israel, speaking of which. You know, I got off on this, but Israel, they was kids and everything. Some people had their head cut off. You know, and I don't know if they saved or not, but I know that Israel, they hated Israel so much, the people of Israel, they didn't care. And I'm 63, and I never would have believed that I've seen people here in America going against Israel. I can't believe that in my heart, because we wasn't raised like that. The young generation, these liberal colleges, but I ain't going to get on that either. but I never would have thought I'd see it, because whether people like it or not, they're God's people. And if you don't like it, that's all right. God gave them the land, and He owns it. Yeah, so it don't matter what people think. He owns it, and He gave it to them. But throughout the disobedience, it's all messed up. But that's another question. But this means that Baptists, we don't accept the authority. We don't believe in state government helping churches either. We're against that. California, we went through that COVID in California. Man, they went through a bad time, you know, because they couldn't meet. Well, a lot of them did. We was very fortunate. God let us meet here. Of course, it doesn't say that we ain't going to get COVID either. But we know God will take care of us. Because when we're in His house, He said that He'd take care of us. You know? And I mean, either way, you win. But don't be scared just because our government. The government hates the church anyway. It hates the people. I mean, it really does. And I can't understand why somebody dislike me. But they don't like Christian people. We're a nuisance to them. But this right here, I'm running out of time a little bit. But I wanted to tell you why we... why we believe, why we're so strong, why we're independent, and why we're fundamental, because we don't believe and everything else, and we don't compromise the Word of God. And that's what's happened in a lot of these churches today. They're compromising. Now, if you want to compromise, God gave you will. You can compromise, but me, I don't want to compromise. And I know in my heart that I ain't everything God wants me to be. But I know this, I ain't going to compromise. I know how to get to where I want to be. I want to be closer to Him. And I want His blessings. And the only way to do that is don't compromise. Don't compromise in the Word of God. If somebody comes and says all this, that, and the other, if they can't back it up from the Word of God, because you can rightfully divide the Word of God, if they can't back it up and you can't, they can't back it up with the Word of God, don't believe it. And we can disagree on a lot of things. We can agree that we disagree with things. But love one another and help the people out, help them to understand where you rightfully divide the Word of God. Because you give me a Strong's dictionary and the Bible, and I can pretty much tell you everything what it is. I mean, God gave you a brain. Use it. I want to thank you. Yes, pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for this morning, Lord. And I do thank you and appreciate your time, Lord. And I thank you for this church that, Lord, that will stand with you. And we're not going to compromise the Word of God. We'll do a lot of things, but we ain't going to do that, Lord. Your Word is too precious and too important. And, Lord, help us to be more like Thee and forgive us, Lord, where we come up short, Lord. Help us through the rest of this morning, Lord. Be it Brother Jonathan, Lord, as he brings forth the message. Father, fill him with the Holy Spirit, Lord, and I pray for him this morning. Be with the ones that's traveling, Lord. Be with them. Watch over and build a hedge about them, Lord, and our church family, Lord. We got a lot of sick, and I do pray for them, Father, that you'll help them out, Lord, and forgive us, our country, Lord. Help us to turn back to Thee, Lord. In Christ we pray.